All right, man. Peace. This is Conscious or Crazy, man. Conscious Set of Conscious or Crazy podcast. Hey, man. Con science with knowledge, or am I crazy? Ain't nobody crazy here. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, man. Just learning everything, learning information. You know, those who don't, they think we crazy, but nah, never that. But yeah, man. Got a member of the family, man. Relative out here, different states, you know. But you know, vibe equals tribe. That's what I've been going with, you know, vibe equals tribe, man, only, man. So introduce yourself to the people, and definitely we're going to build upon the topics. Yeah.
Hey, family, I appreciate you for having me. This is Sage. Most people know me as One Eternal Sage, just out here faith building and doing the Lord's work, man. Just praising God and staying out of the way.
Mm, definitely, man. That's all we can do, man. How long you been making content, man? How long you been with the knowledge and found the information out here?
Honestly, like I can say I began to tap into information probably back in like 2012, 2013. Mm-hmm. But with all the information that I was tapping into and collecting, I wasn't applying it to my life for I was just learning it, absorbing it, you know? And so once I began to apply it to my life, that was probably, 2016, going into 2017, started to get a little better. And then by 2020, that's when I really like fully stepped into just standing on this knowledge, not second guessing it, you know, really applying it, but learning as I go, still. And then that's when I got to like the creating content space and, you know, doing reads and connecting with other people, I'll say, you know, based off knowledge.
Yeah, man, them IG lives, man, be cooking, man. Y'all be, you and the sister, y'all be cooking, man.
Appreciate you, brother.
Definitely a lot of information, man. Yeah, man, I've been having this conversation. I feel like, you know, the individual that sparked this conversation on the brother's side, you know, of course, it's Nat and dude, Kevin Samuel.
Hey, shout out to him, man.
Salute, man. You know, just the knowledge, you know, just the information, because I feel like my grandfather, he functioned like this. He knew the game. He didn't say much. I'm saying he just paid the bills and that was it, man. He did what he's supposed to do. He had, you know, women on the outside, you know, and that was unknown information. Like, yo, that's how they was moving. But nah, man. Man, like the breakdown of like dysfunctional like relationships, and then we're gonna dive into, of course, who are the most narcissistic, dysfunctional in the society, you know, not even relationships, but we get into relationships, man. But man, what you feel going on in society, man, these dysfunctional relationships, I feel like people not really taking the time to get to know each other, to jumping in. What you feel about all this dysfunction going on in relationships in the dating world right now? Because it's just too common, real talk.
Absolutely. I feel like it's become a new normal. Like dysfunction in dating has become a new normal to people. But I think it's by design, honestly. Yeah. Because it's another form of divide and conquer. I don't think people ask the right questions when they're dating. I don't think people are intentional enough. I don't think people go slow enough. I think we've been taught to rush. I think we've been taught to choose based off of like irrelevant factors or things that we're not really going to be fulfilled off of later on down the line and things like that. So, It really is by design, because I feel like if you can't have a healthy dating life, you can't build healthy relationships. And if you can't build healthy relationships, you're not building a healthy family unit. And I think the absence of a healthy melanated family unit is really what's wrong with the world. Honestly, one of the biggest issues.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure. Yeah, man. And I feel like definitely a conversation sparked. I think Sunday I seen, but yeah, we lost that foundation. Like we lost that, we tried to pick up someone else's, you know, foundation or ideologies or ideals when it comes to, you know, mating and, you know, dating. It's like, yeah, like nah, we was always consistent even throughout slavery and et cetera. Like nah, we kept it down. And how since we become more civilized, we lost track of that, you know, the basic foundation is kind of crazy to me. It's like, damn, we was always the most, like, we was consistently married to each other, consistently, and now we divorce rates are crazy, like, right. I don't know, man, what you feel like we lost, the foundation that we lost, man, because I feel like we lost so much, of course, the information, the history, because we got to pay to find out our relatives. Like, oh, shoot, such and such.
Right.
Oh, 1800, 1700. Oh, damn, I had to pay to find, like, it's crazy.
Yeah. To be honest, I feel like we lost. Lost the individualism. Like, I think things wouldn't left for us when segregation turned to integration, if I'm being honest. You see what I'm saying? Like, I think it was the more that, and when you said, you know, the more civilized we become, it made me think, like, have we become civilized or have we just become more integrated with them people?
Yeah, exactly. That part.
And so I think that's really what's been driving a wedge, you know, between us and dividing the community. It's like the more integrated or the more we seek for the approval from outside of ourselves, the more we've gotten beside ourselves and we've sort of lost our way that way. It's like a loss of identity, I feel like, in our
definitely, man. This is a huge identity crisis, man. Definitely, man. Shoot. But yeah, man. I feel like in relationships, man, like what, because I feel like, of course, relationships are mirrors. I had to find out the hard way. Like, oh, dang. Oh, shoot. Like, yo, this is a huge mirror in front of me. Like, yo, I need to work on myself. Like, yo, he exposing me. Like, yo, oh, dang. I'm selfish? Like, I ain't selfish, man. Get out of here. What are you talking about? But nah, man, I guess what have you felt, like, break down relationships? What's going on? You feel like we selfish, like, and then, of course, to get into the narcissism, like what you feel going on? What's going wrong? Real talk. Because I feel like it's really simple. Like, men, we are very simple. We're going to break down how simple we really are. Because right. We ain't complicated at all, definitely.
Not at all. But I think that's also, like, a defense mechanism. I think, you know, there's a part of me that feel like men are simple because being complicated is scary to us. You know what I'm saying? Because it requires you to go deeper than beyond what you might be comfortable with or beyond the surface or something like that. So I feel like us, like, you know, as a species, in a sense, like, just staying simple over generations and over ages has been more of a defense mechanism. You know what I'm saying? But relationship wise, you know, it's deep because from jump, like, we're not even taught to have a relationship with ourselves, you know, and before we are really truly understanding who we are taught to do for others. We're taught to bend over backwards. We're taught to go out of our way and give more than we're getting. So I'm sitting outside grounded, but it's the
I'm so good.
I can move.
Yeah, I'm catching a little bit of outside, but yeah, if you want to, yeah, awesome move, that's cool. Yeah, man, and I realize, of course, like, the separation, you know, the breakdown of the family, the father being in the household definitely is important because, you know, you hear this term a lot, you know, you get simps. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's true. Like, if you're raised by your mother, you just normally, like, you're just going to automatically off the rip, just, you know, try to heal and, you know, fix a broken woman. And, you know, everybody been there, you know, definitely. Absolutely. That situation, man, it happens, man. And you have to find out the hard way and then you become broken, you know. But yeah, it's craziness, man. It's craziness. Like you said, yes, like, self, we got to become, it's self first. Self first is never selfish. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And yeah, like, I was watching the show earlier, like, this brother was meditating and his homies was walking by, like, man, what's wrong with him? Like, yo, it's like, man, he meditating, like, and it disturbed his meditation. It's like, yo, it was crazy. Like, damn, brother, can't you meditate? But yeah, man, like, what's some foundations of self, like, you learned throughout the years? Cause, like, yeah, I like chilling alone. I'm a, you know, Capricorn, Sage, I'm a fire, you know, I like my alone time. It was a crazy situation I got into. Someone just did not respect me having my alone time. Like, I guess we can't talk then because you don't, this is like, it's not you. I just need my alone time. I like you. It was crazy. Right.
Like, it's like, what? I like you, but I like me more. So
exactly. People don't, like, the codependency, like, that's building into, like, yeah, codependency. I don't deal with that no more. Like, nah, like, if I'm codependent, my happiness comes from you strictly only. Like, damn, like, nah, that's never a functional relationship. It's not going to last too long. It's going to burn out, you know, because eventually, you know, it's going to be 70 or 70, 30, 80, right. 20, like it's going to burn out.
Imbalance, right. Yeah. Absolutely. That's definitely one of those things that I've discovered about myself too. I do value my alone time. Just to be able to, you know, remain present with myself, remain balanced and grounded and just sort of protected in my own bubble, because I feel like you can't give nobody what you don't have. You know, mm-hmm. I can't give you my best if I'm not at my best. And so I need to be able to tap in. Man,
they don't listen. I do a pod, they still don't listen. Like they don't
talk. Absolutely. And like, I feel like that's where a lot of women drop the ball, because they take where men may be personally, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like me saying I need some alone time, me saying I feel, you know, overwhelmed, or I just need, you know, a break from things. There's nothing personal against you. You shouldn't hear it as, oh, there's something wrong with me and, you know, what's going on and maybe let's talk. It's like, no, just, you know, give me space. Understand that there's more than just you in this world, you know? Right. And that kind of, really says a lot. Like a woman who does not know how to let a man be heard or express himself without taking that personally and creating more drama is really rare out here, I'm finding. Like and I kind of go into your question too about like what I feel like makes relationships fail, and it's like things like this, like us not being able to separate the relationship from the individuals, right? Not giving the individual space and grace to grow and change and learn and develop as they need to. Just because we call ourselves in a relationship with each other doesn't mean we lose sight of our own individual selves. It doesn't become all about just me and you. It's like we still gotta honor ourselves and how we're feeling in this too. And if we don't, it's gonna fail every time.
Oh yeah, it's people like I function high with, but I realize like if we get together, it's like it's gonna be dysfunction. It's gonna be, we gonna, you know, mess up each other's life if we're not balanced, if we're not fucking, like, if we're not zoned in on self first and then we rush in, like, nah, it's gonna crash every time, man. And, I was watching You So Crazy, Martin Lawrence special, and he was breaking down how, you know, got a deranged crazy man and deranged crazy woman. Like, you ain't supposed to go to the club that damn much. A woman's supposed to, mm-hmm. Oh, lady, you know, so like, god damn, like, like, yeah, man, like, I'm a natural introvert. Like, in school, I was the quiet kid chilling on the wall, but, like, if I got to talking, y'all get to laughing. Like, that's how it always been. Plus, my name is Cedric. It's kind of, like, my parents put it on me. It's right. Like, be naturally funny. Like, but, yeah, it's like, I'm a natural introvert. And, like, that's why you got to understand, like, your person. Because, like, if I'm an introvert, you should never try to take me to the club. Like, what you doing? You making me, I got to be comfortable with you to even... Nah, it's like, it's craziness, but yeah.
Absolutely. And that's the other thing, like, as far as relationships go, I know we know, like, or we've heard, like, opposites attract and stuff like that. In a lot of situations, that's true, right? And even when opposites do attract, like you say, you still got to understand your person. You still got to understand where y'all agree and disagree, right? If you're an extrovert and you were an introvert and you know you like going out, being social, being a life of the party, that doesn't necessarily mean force your person to do everything with you that you do, because that's what you do. And you feel like we in a relationship and now you got to do everything. It's like, nah, you got to honor them, you know, honor yourself also. Understand like, okay, this person doesn't agree with me in these situations and things like that. So I know where we could get some apart time. You feel like, I know where we can, you know, they can get a chance to do them and do something different. And then we can come back and compare experiences and talk about it.
Man, you know, so like the number one red flag you could tell if the woman really not like really just like codependent and selfish and even the narcissist side of things, like it's like, yeah, I don't want to, you know, I heard things like, yeah, I don't want to, you know, get in a relationship with you and then you find somebody better. It's like hold on, if it's like if you're not for me, if you're trying to trap me so I can't get to the person that really checks all the boxes. And of course, no one checks every box, but balance me out completely, evolve with me. Cause some people get touched on, like, they could be so good for the other person, but like, he's not getting any benefits from like the other person. Like, and he gaining weight. Like he ain't the same person as he was single. Like single said was like, man, six pack, eight pack. This nigga was killing, knocking out niggas karate classes. Now he can't even function. He drinking beer.
He's trying to maintain, just trying to make it.
Belly now, like, yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's, and that, I mean, I guess that just kind of touches on it for me. Like, I honestly feel like women are the biggest narcissists.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not going to say the biggest narcissist. I think women are the original narcissists.
Yeah.
I think narcissism started with women. They do it so much better than men. I think they're so much better at men for being narcissists. And I think as men, we learn to be narcissists from women. We learn from our mothers. We learn from our aunts. We don't learn from our fathers and our uncles how to be narcissists. We learn these things from the women that we're around. Exactly. And that have influences in our lives.
Yeah, man. I completely agree, man. There's so many conversations where, like the crazy thing about, like, you talk about narcissism, like, yeah, like, if the crazy thing on the flip side, like, someone, a woman can, you know, crush my boundaries and I could be, you know, and like me being a man, like, yeah, like, just destroy my boundaries. Like, all right, cool. Like, you know, I'm not going to act. And then if I check you and, you know, if I hold you accountable, you shut down. Like, all right, cool. All right, then I shouldn't even talk to you at all. Like, it's crazy.
Right.
Like, situations I've been, like, all right, cool. So I can't even hold you accountable. So, all right, you can just stab me then.
Man, what? And I was going to say, that's if they just shut down on you, if you try to hold them accountable. Some will flip it back on you. Some will completely,
some of these queens, the best battle rappers. Rebuttal game is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Rebuttal game is ridiculous. Like,
absolutely.
Like, URL who, man? Like, their rebuttals are crazy.
You're not getting the last word in on them.
Oh yeah,
and they're not letting. Yeah, they're not letting that happen. And it's like to be able to, like I said, even try to like express yourself or say your side of it, or you know, even present your experience, is met with resistance, is met with rebuttals, is met with, you know, oh nah, that can't be what it is. It's met with delusion type of thing. And then it's like when you really just call it a spade and say, look, this is what you're doing to me, then the waterworks come, or then you know, emotional manipulation, or they shut down, or here all these different ways where it can't be anything, like you said. Women love to be held, except for accountable.
Exactly. Yeah, man. It's like the situation. Like, all right, cool. Like, the waterworks coming. Like, all right, like, yo, I didn't even say nothing to get the waterworks. And like, how did you get offended? Like, it's mm-hmm. And to break it down, listen to respond versus listen to comprehend. Like, yeah, that's reason why some relationships, communications, just on the communication side. Yeah, that's why it doesn't function. Because, you know, we listen to respond too much. Like, what are you rebuttaling? Just listen to what I said. I said, hey, don't step on my foot. Like, man, your foot's in the way. Like, just don't step on my foot. That's all. Right. Next time.
It's not a think piece. Yeah, it's just, you know, I saw you looking at it before you stepped on it. You know, just.
You was 13, move your big ass. Like, wait a minute. What's going on here?
Right.
Yo, this.
We can work together. I don't really have control over my foot size. However, I know where it is. I'm aware of it, right? But
like, Queen, I didn't yell.
Don't step on it.
It's like, yeah, man. It's like, it's craziness. Yeah, but listen to, like, I realize in relationships, I was listening to respond a lot, and mm-hmm. yeah, it's like when I was comprehending, it's like, all right, cool. Like, all right, what's the problem? And then I comprehended, all right, cool. And then it's like, what are you rebuttaling? I comprehended your side. Why you keep rebuttaling in my side? Just comprehend my side. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, unrealistic expectations, codependency.
Yeah.
I understand the other person's boundaries. Like I said, man, I feel like our boundaries could just be walked over. It's cool. Like, and we programmed to just, you know, take it on the chin, just take the L. Mm-hmm. And then to talk the narcissism, like, yeah, women, I feel like it's been programmed, of course, women can never be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, happy wife, like, that term is just because, like, to keep them, the narcissistic, you know, clout going, like, yeah, happy white nigga, I can leave, like, but I want peace. So if you're not bringing, right, peace, leave anyway. I think that's the problem. Like, it's like these women, like, I win the fight, but I you could lose the man. Like, they be acting like men is, you know, I think it's the flip side. Like, they act like men don't bring value to the table. Like, hey, I'm leaving. Like, you didn't bring peace to me, man. We just need peace, sleep. You could cook for me. Like, yo, just simple things. Like, yeah, just bring peace and balance to this, to any relationship. You could keep a man 20 years, but if you don't, like, nah, it could last a month or two. So a brother gonna have his, you know, he gonna, you know, you gonna cross that line. But what you think about all that?
I think that, like, on that, I think men are sort of looked at as less valuable, right? And so it's like women know men have value, but they try to devalue us, so that it, almost like they're haggling, right? So they can get a better price for it. It's like they try to make us feel like we're not as valuable as we actually are, right? They make us feel like we throwaways. Or, you know, oh, I don't need no man, like da 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 da. So even when we there, like you say, it's easy to step over our boundaries. It's easy to run over us. It's easy to not have to listen, to comprehend. It's easy to be one way and one sided, right? Because the way that society has built and the pedestal that we put women on, it's like, okay, well, if you're not here, another one coming. And really, like, men are kind of taught the same thing about women. And I feel like that might be one of those programs that sort of keep us apart also, because we're thinking that everyone is so replaceable. We're in this like microwavable mindset. We think everybody's so replaceable. Okay, if it's not you, then it's someone else. You know, granted, a man leaving over his peace is a very big thing. That's not a microwavable thing, right? Because I know plenty of men who will give up a lot of things in exchange for their peace of mind. So if a man leaves because his peace is missing, that's a very big thing, right? Like people would say, you had one job. Man leave you because you couldn't be his peace. Like, yeah, you, that means you don't have peace within yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. And like, and then, yeah, every time you don't have peace, like, like, why would I, like, and the thing I do, like, all right, cool, I see certain things, like, if I'm trying to build a long-term relationship with you, like, I'm not, I'm gonna cut things up, like, if I see it, I call it, and then, all right, I'm out of here, because I can't build nothing with you, I see the deal breakers, and mm-hmm. the deal breakers, yeah, like, I can't, nah, if I'm looking for a wife and a potential, you know, mother of my kids, like, I can't allow certain things, and then if you're not trying to change, and that's the thing about relationships, if you're trying to evolve with somebody, yeah, you're gonna mm-hmm. have a most functional relationship, but if you're not, you're stagnant and I'm evolving, I'm, yeah, like, you're going to get jealous of, you know,
the moves, you're going to resent the success, you're going to compete with me. That's another thing too, like, relationships have too much competition. We're supposed to be evolving and growing together, but then one person resents the work that they're not doing and the other person is, and now it becomes like a competition, and y'all not working together, you working against each other. And it's like, that's not a healthy space to be in. That's not peaceful. That's not, you know, that's not really any of that. So yeah, I definitely agree with that. My question is, for relationships though, how long is too long to wait for somebody to change and evolve?
That's a good question, man.
See what I'm saying?
It depends on the person.
Yeah. The person, I think, it depends on their intentions. It depends on, like, how deep, like, whatever they're working on is impacting us, or, like, how many occurrences we have in the other direction before they, you know what I mean? Like, really decide to get to work on it. Because it's like, there's a fine line, I think, between, like, allowing somebody the space and the grace to change and grow and just wasting your time.
Oh yeah, some people don't even make the steps. Like, damn, you don't even make the steps. Like, God, like, all right, cool. I can't, you know, just just make a step and then don't, you know, fall on the step. Because it's like, yo, you fell on the step. You tried to make the step. You failed going up the stairs.
He's working. He's doing something.
Yes, exactly, man. And yeah, man, like, yeah, it's craziness. But yeah, man, what, like the, I guess, man, what, I guess, man, how can we flip this? I feel like we slowly flipping the switch. And I feel like what Kevin Samuels is doing is just pretty much, hey man, men damn near like, yo, we lost our voice somehow, like, because we've been chilling.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because I feel like that's pretty much all he's doing. Like, so yeah, I don't agree with everything he said, but OG, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I don't think you're going, any of us should agree with 100% of anything anybody says all the time, right? But I think Kevin Samuels is really good. I mean, take the shock jock away and, you know what I mean? Like the things that is just for entertainment. And like for famous. Yeah, but I think that he has always been really good at isolating specific ways of thinking that have been harmful in the dating world and in the relationship world, mostly in women, but in men also. You see what I'm saying? Like certain like misconceptions where it's like, yo, is this really what you think? Is this really how you think that it works? Like that's like why? Right. And how can it work that way and really work? And so in that regard, you know, I have heard some rhetoric from him and some statements from him that I agree with, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's pretty true. Now, of course I'm not agreeing with anything that's just demeaning or tearing down Black women for sport or for, you know what I mean? Like stuff like that. Black men either. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't agree with it. But if you are saying some things that isolate certain thought patterns or certain ways of being, where when focused on intentionally, it can be improved, and that improvement would make a world of difference. Oh yeah, I'm all the way with it. I'm all the way for it, and I support it. So,
yeah, it just breaks down, you know, just the unrealistic expectations and standards. You know, yeah, it's like, yo, what? Like, yo, this is the real world. Like, nah, you might not find a dude with 100K in Ohio. It's like, right. Not really, you could maybe in Columbus,
right? Like, but if you want a dude with 100K, that means you want 100K lifestyle. But if you make 50 and he make 50, y'all still got 100K.
Exactly.
So you're gonna block your blessings because he don't have a whole thing, and it take you doing something too, or are you going to praise God for that 100K that you've been asking for?
Exactly. And yeah, it's just the team, like you said, the balance aspect. Like, yeah. You know, ideally, they don't want it 50-50. They really don't. They really don't want an ideal 50-50 type relationship, you know, to grow with each other. They want it. They want some things set in stone. And that's understood.
They want something for nothing.
Oh, yeah. Something for nothing. Yeah, like relationships. Yeah. Like deals.
Keep it real. Even if you take the finances out of it, even on social media nowadays, you can't even ask a woman how a man would benefit by making her his partner. You see what I'm saying? Like, they will drag you on Twitter if you ask a woman what she bring to the table. They'll drag you if you ask a woman, yo, like, what do you see as valuable that you offer to the world outside of you? Most women haven't even asked themselves these questions, but they take offense to a man wanting to ask that question. And that's why a lot of them get so offended, I feel, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because I want to know something that you haven't even asked yourself.
Exactly. And yeah, like, they should have these, you know, conversations with themselves, but they don't. Like, yeah, like, some people, like, yeah, like, all right, friendships, but you got failed relationships. Like, how will a friendship work? Like, what values do you bring to a friendship that you couldn't bring, you know, in a relationship? Like, I don't think so. I pass. It's cool. Like, it's like, yeah, like, yeah. What? And then do we, man, because I feel like it's a no for me, because I mean, but men and women, like we are exposed to the narcissistic thing. I feel like you could definitely use a man in a friendship, like, and not even really be a true friend, a good friend. It's like,
oh, I think women make horrible friends.
Exactly. They do all the time, bro.
Honestly, not, and obviously not every woman, but
not every woman.
Like 96.5%. Terrible friends. And I think women make, and I say that not even based on like men's experience with women. I say that based on women's experience with women. Women are terrible friends to other women. Yeah. Of course, they're going to be terrible friends to men. A lot of women are terrible friends to themselves. So it's like they're terrible friends in general.
That's supposed to be a sisterhood. We got the brotherhood, like the sisterhood. Right. It's like, you, yeah, it's crazy, man.
And that's why it's so catty and so competitive and so skating. And, you know, like, it's like, if you don't believe me, get into a relationship with a woman and then tell her you have female friends, right? She gonna give you every side eye. She gonna break down every way them women is not really your friends. And she gonna look for every angle they could possibly be working in your life, because women know other women.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, so it's like, even when you say, okay, as a woman or as a man, okay, this person is my friend of the opposite sex, but it's like, how much of a friend are you truly being to this person?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. They don't know how to be, you know, yeah. I don't feel like they know how to be true friends. And I feel like still sharp and still, you know, I got brothers of mine. I feel like the game ain't the same. And, you know, it's definitely backwards, man. Yeah, man.
It's sad, because as men and as women, we could learn a lot from the other side.
Oh, yeah.
So I tell everybody, get you some platonic friendships. Get you some friends of the opposite sex that you're not trying to, you know what I mean, like, have sex with. Like, just kick it, learn some things, like really pick up some game from them.
They can to keep it even, you know, some brothers don't really want to get to know women. Don't really care to. They're just trying to get to know one, you know, one side of
the they just trying to get in there in between. And it's like that's crazy to me because you're missing out on a potentially really dope connection. Exactly. You know, and then it's like if you rushing to get that, how do you even know that this woman is equally yoked to you to even have that connected and aligned experience with each other? Like you don't even know why she's single, you don't even know why she out here, like, or the type of energy that she bring, and you just want to go right to her most sacred part. You just want to go to her most sacred energy.
Yeah, the microwave, like, yo, like, yeah, the thing, yeah, it's so backwards. We try to get to the safe or getting to know the person is crazy. Like, that's the most valuable thing, you know. And then time and energy, like, yo, energy is the most valuable thing, time is the most valuable thing we could get to somebody. And then you give up, you know, your womb, like, you know, to any, like, nah, that's never cool. And I've been in conversations with Queens was moving like that, like, you know, I can't really vibe with you now. Like, it's like, I told you I stand on, like, nah, like, and then if I'm a friend with a woman and I have a couple platonic friendships, you know, and yeah, like, if I'm a friend with a woman, I'm gonna hold you accountable. If you can't hold your friends accountable, I don't need to be your friend either. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's like, because steel sharpens steel. If I'm going to help you grow, I'm going to challenge you. And that's the thing. Women don't love to be challenged. And that's all I do. I'm going to challenge my friends. I'm going to challenge you to be a better person. Challenge me to be a better person. Like, mm-hmm. You don't want to challenge nobody. Just get out the way. Just, yeah, like situations where I've been in conversations like, dang, this woman, this person is bringing you down. You really shouldn't even have her as a friend. She really an op.
Right.
She an op. She's trying to keep you lowered. A lower, just lower than her, or on the same frequency as her. So you, like, you go
right there with them. Yeah, they want you right on the couch next to them, lonely on Saturday night, drinking wine, doing whatever they doing, complaining about life.
Yeah,
absolutely. There's, and it's unfortunate. There's a lot of people who want to see you doing good, but not better than them.
Exactly. You know? It's that selfish, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the mindset we got to kill, man. The ego death, man. Like, yeah, nah, like. My man's like, yo, my man's women, I'm winning, man. Forget that. Like, no, I ain't no ego here. Like, my man got a new job and like, that's great, man. He could build, he can, you know, structure his family around it. Like, yeah, nah. But yeah.
And even deeper than that, it's like, even if you're going to be selfish, like, because I don't feel like selfish is an all the way bad thing, right? Because it's like fishing for self, right? Providing your own sustenance without waiting for somebody else when there's no malice intent behind it. But it's like, if my man's get a new job and he flourishing and he got all these blessings coming his way, right? Even if I'm in my mind thinking about the things in my own life, I'm at least see that as a message from God that I'm not close to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's that close to me. These miracles, these blessings, this type of living, it's that close to me. Somebody that I really respect or see every day or that I'm really connected with is going through it. Like, that's way less than 6 degrees of separation. You know, that's right here. I must be next.
That's a crazy movie, too.
It is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, man. Should we? I think we got like 5 minutes left to wrap it
up.
Keep going if you want. I can send. But yeah, man, I think it's just a misconception. And we've been programmed the wrong way. Been watching Disney films. Like, yeah, this is how a relationship should be. Nah, this is a cartoon.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I agree, but I feel like, mm-hmm. I feel like now from where we are, because we're coming into more awareness and deeper awareness every day, healing happens in a moment, you know? And so once we become aware of things that we was once unaware of, it's up to us to make different choices. So now it's like, we the ones we've been waiting for. It's time for us to have, you know, more internal value and stricter boundaries and more discipline in our relationships and, you know, more intentions in our platonic friendships and even in our romantic relationships. And it's like, we really got to start setting the tone to what the new way of being and living needs to be. See what I'm saying? Like, focusing on building up the new instead of tearing down the old.
Oh, yeah. And I break down, like, I noticed your shirt, Black Sabbath. I break down Black, you know, building leadership and community knowledge, you know, Black. Mm. You know, yeah. And we got to break down that and we got to, you know, build upon that. Yeah, man. Yeah. You know, I think we getting it together, but yeah, it's crazy trends I keep seeing. Like, all right, like it was a crazy trend, like trends I kept dodging. Like, all right, I break up with some of my end things, like you pregnant after I it's like God, I guess I dodged that one.
Right.
And then yeah. It kept happening, like, all right, I need to chill out. I'm wilding. Cause this I could be, you know, yeah, caught astray because I so many bullets. I felt like Neo. I'm dodging so many bullets. It's crazy.
God is good, you know. Keep us protected. Keep us. Absolutely.
And I seen so many platonic friends, distant friends. You know, once again, have a child with somebody, but they didn't really know. And then, you know, a couple months, like nah, like some men, they're gonna leave because they're not really. They don't even know you. Like you, pretty much a stranger you had a kid with.
And yeah, and it's like, and that puts such a heavy strain on a relationship like that. It takes foundation. You need a foundation in friendship. You need to already have an understanding and a knowing of this person. So it's like, if you already don't have that and you bring a situation on yourselves that requires that and you don't have it, it's going to be even worse, right? And it's going to look, because people already keep it real out here nowadays. People start to look different once y'all got responsibilities between y'all. You know, they don't look as sexy or as cute or as easy or as fun as when y'all first met. Like it get a little shaky. So to add that magnitude of responsibilities, you know, if somebody's not like really about that life, they definitely going to cut and run.
Yeah, you got these crazy Netflix shows, Love is Blind. What's the new one?
Ultimatums and all types of married at first sight.
It's like, what the fuck are they doing? And it's crazy because single women going to tune into those shows. I heard, like, yeah, like, you really tuning into this nonsense? It's crazy.
But it's like, where are the shows? Mm-hmm. Where's the shows on self-love? Where's the shows on healing, you know, past wounds and open traumas and, you know, things of this nature? Like, where's the programming that can really help us get along? Right. And so since it's not out here for us, that's what I'll be telling people. Like, we really got to start giving it to ourselves. We got to start programming ourselves. We got to start being more, even if we just start being more intentional with the music we listen to while we're listening to it. You know what I mean? Like the activities we already doing, if we can bring intentions back into it, it's going to take us a long way.
Oh, yeah. Bro, yeah. Like you mentioned the music. Like DMX is one of my favorite rappers. I just know the singles. I never finished the album. Not one. Mm-hmm. I just know is, you know, I just know the singles, man. But nah, like, yeah, like it be like that. We gotta put things, you know, in our eye gates and ear gates, you know, salute to my, we gotta put things that's really beneficial to us. You know, we don't put things that's beneficial, but you know, we gotta know our attachment styles, personality traits, and et cetera, man. You know, body language and boundaries of the individuals and you know, zodiacs and all that's important too. But yeah, before we close out, because